Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday morning, November 4th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of industry and manufacturing news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Rock breaks Lafleur Minerals Inc. LFLR FSCE 3WK0 advances twinned hole drilling at Swanson Gold Deposit to support Beacon Mill restart. Lafleur Minerals Inc. 3K announced progress on its twinned hole drilling program at the Swanson Gold Deposit to support a preliminary economic assessment for restarting gold production at the company's Beacon Gold Mill. The program aims to validate historical drilling, confirm mineralized system continuity, and enhance the current mineral resource estimate. CEO Paul Tenier stated the work, guided by environmental resources management, will position Lafleur to capitalize on record gold prices above $4,000 per ounce. Lafleur Minerals focuses on developing district-scale gold projects in the Abitibi Gold Belt near Val-d'Or, Quebec, with a focus on the Swanson Gold Project and Beacon Gold Mill. The Swanson Gold Project covers 18,304 hectares and includes prospects rich in gold previously held by Monarch Mining, Abcourt Mines, and Globex Mining.
Mining news breaks. Energy Fuels Inc., Uhoken, TSX, EFR, reports Q3 2025 results, highlighting strong uranium sales, rare earth progress, and $1 billion in working capital. Energy Fuels Inc., a leading U.S. producer of uranium and rare earth elements, reported strong Q3 2025 results, including high uranium sales and progress in rare earth production. The company achieved higher sales and revenues, setting the stage for increased gross margins in 2026. Energy Fuels advanced its rare earth segment with pilot production at the White Mesa Mill and NDPR qualification for major automakers. It also secured government approvals for the Donald Project joint venture in Australia. Ending the quarter with nearly $1 billion in working capital, Energy Fuels remains well-positioned for future growth.
NVIDIA completes huge AI deals with tech giants in Asia. NVIDIA has finalized significant AI deals with tech giants in Asia, supplying over 260,000 advanced AI chips to South Korea's government and major corporations like Hyundai, Samsung, and LG. These chips will be integrated into various industries such as robotics, semiconductors, and autonomous vehicles. As China aims to challenge American tech dominance, U.S. companies like D-Wave Quantum Inc. are also actively involved. Investors can find updates on D-Wave Quantum Inc. at their newsroom website. ANewsWire is a specialized platform focusing on AI advancements, offering access to various wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communication solutions to reach a wide audience of investors, influencers, consumers, journalists, and the public.
Critical Infrastructure Technologies provides Nexus production update. Critical Infrastructure Technologies, Ltd., a leading developer of autonomous, high-capacity mobile communications and security platforms, provides an update on the production and delivery schedule for its Nexus platform series. Multiple units are entering final assembly and deployment phases in key international markets. The production timeline includes Nexus 1 and 2 arriving at SciTech's production facility in mid-December 2025, Nexus 3 in mid-February 2026, Nexus 4 to be delivered to Babcock International's facility in Poland in mid-March 2026, and Nexus 5 to be delivered to Virginia Beach, USA, by the end of March 2026. Each Nexus unit will undergo a final fit-out process of approximately 4 weeks, integrating advanced communications, surveillance, and control systems. Demonstrations will be conducted in Europe, North America, and Australia, with strong commercial interest across all markets. SciTech anticipates immediate sales following demonstrations totaling up to $4.5 million.
BioFlight Fuels awarded INSAT funding for SAF Flight School project, advancing low-carbon aviation. BioFlight Fuels Inc., a Canadian biofuels company, has secured funding from INSAT for its SAF Flight School project. This initiative aims to produce sustainable aviation fuel from renewable natural gas, supporting Canada's net zero aviation goals. Working with Brightspot Climate and Ivy's Adsorption, BioFlight will assess the life cycle performance of SAF produced through its FT conversion pathway. This funding accelerates the development of SAF production capabilities, moving towards large-scale commercial production. INSAT's support recognizes SAF as a key pathway to achieving net zero aviation by 2050. BioFlight's Terminal 1 facility in Sarnia, Ontario, will convert RNG into certified aviation fuel, contributing to significant GHG emission reductions. For more information, visit BioFlight Fuels' website. Hadron Energy advances its regulatory readiness ahead of $1.2 billion merger. Hadron Energy, Inc. is making significant strides in regulatory readiness as it approaches its $1.2 billion SPAC merger with Gig Capital 7 Corp. The company has been proactive in engaging with the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission, NRC, attending key meetings and submitting necessary documents like the Regulatory Engagement Plan and Quality Assurance Program Description, QAPD. Despite government shutdowns, Hadron remains on track for the commercialization of its microreactors. In addition to NRC engagement, Hadron has also been collaborating with the Department of Energy, DOE, on initiatives like the Janus Project to install microreactors in military bases. With a focus on transparency and collaboration, Hadron is poised to play a key role in revitalizing the U.S. nuclear industry. For more information, visit hadronenergy.com. U.S. Nuclear Corp. replaces audit firm with Simon & Edward LLP, effective immediately, while reducing third-quarter debt by close to $800K. U.S. Nuclear Corp. has replaced the audit firm Frusci & Associates II PLLC with Simon & Edwards LLP, effective immediately, reducing third-quarter debt by close to $800,000. The company is actively seeking an experienced VP of sales, sales reps, and distributors to support its growing customer base. U.S. Nuclear Corp. aims to further reduce expenses by 20 to 30% by the end of December while strengthening its balance sheet. Anticipating profitable third-quarter results, the company looks forward to a successful year ahead. For sales and product inquiries, contact Bob Goldstein at 818-472-7071 for U.S. Nuclear Corp., Ian Embry at 513-248-24000 for Overhoff, or Nikki Truax at 503-646-5446. For investor information, reach out to Jack Lennon at Chamberlain Capital at 508-360-8407 or JJ Lennon at Comcast.net.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.